What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, you can listen to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 on the FM side. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app all across the country. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Friday morning, September 27th, 2024. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning. Johnny Cake Sawville's here.
What's up?
And Jason Bishop.
Happy Friday.
That is the foursome. Jason's looking at Storm Team 4 right now. He loves the weather.
Yeah, just tracking Helene. It's over central Georgia, pummeling Atlanta, Athens. Going to head to the Nashville area probably later today. Western North Carolina, Asheville in particular, probably going to get 17 inches of rain. Catastrophic flooding in the western part of North Carolina. So it was a big one. It was a Category 4 when it hit the Florida Panhandle, and it's currently still a Category 1. So think about that. It's over the state of Georgia, still a hurricane. So it's a biggie.
That's pretty scary.
So my friends live right there in Tampa, and they're right in the heart of it, and they stayed because they're in a big condo.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sending us videos and friends' videos. I mean, some of their friends' houses are just
underwater.
Wiped out. And honestly, I don't even know if those people survived. They were actually telling people, I'm sure you saw this on the news, that it was so bad. I couldn't believe this. They were telling people, just write your name and your social security number on your arms.
Yeah. So if they find you, they can identify you.
If they're telling me that, then I'm just getting out of Dodge.
It was too late. There's no getting out of Dodge. That's the point. If you guys didn't leave.
Well, I would leave.
Yeah. No cakes.
Some
you
people
understand.
Don't.
In the houses, I was seeing the videos. The water was 8-10 feet. There's nowhere to go.
Like, I would leave before the hurricane hits.
Yeah.
Okay, different story.
Yeah.
But the people that stayed, that wrote it out because they ride out everything, this one they might not have been able to ride out.
Well, that's scary.
Yeah.
Some of the videos I saw were fairly horrifying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, talking about 20-foot storm surges. I mean, 20 feet of water.
There's one family, they have a friend of theirs in a single-family home, one floor. And the water's up to the window, and it just looks like they're in the middle of an ocean.
Yeah, that's
unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no place to go. I guess they could sit on the roof. I mean, I don't know what they did overnight.
Or if you have a boat.
Yeah, I guess if you have a little canoe or something.
If you got a boat, you just ride it out. I don't even know if that works.
I guess.
Horrible. Yeah, that's terrifying.
There was a lot of, I don't know a lot, but I heard there were deaths. So, and I'm sure you're going to hear more today.
Yeah, I'd be the first one to roll out of town.
Oh, I'm not messing with that. I'd be hightailing it out of there.
I don't like natural disasters, cakes.
No, nobody likes them, but yeah, I'm not riding it out. Yeah.
I'm not going to live
if
in
a hurricane. Somebody says a Category 4 hurricane is bearing down on where I'm living.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to hop in the car or hop a flight before
you can
it gets
understand
there.
The logic, though, for people like, say, lifelong residents.
Yeah.
And they've ridden every other one out.
Mm-hmm.
And this one just bit them in the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when they say, if you lived on the panhandle of Florida and they say that you're going to get 12 to 15 to 20 foot storm surges, I mean, you're probably not going to survive that. If you do, you're very lucky. So you might as well just go somewhere. Go west. Go find somewhere to go. Find a hotel for a night or two.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't even imagine. Let's just say you survive it, but you're there in your house, got 6 feet of water, like literally 6 feet of water, and it's just completely ruined. I just can't even imagine.
Yeah, I don't know how much insurance covers on that. I don't even know how much.
Depends on what you got, I guess.
Yeah, gotta have flood insurance.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know.
It's expensive.
I'm sure a lot of those companies don't even offer it anymore because there's so many hurricanes. I mean, I'm not sure every single company offers that.
No, some people probably pay it on their own.
Yeah.
It's brutal. I remember my brother was at the University of Miami during Hurricane Andrew,
mm-hmm.
and he said he was the president of his fraternity at the point, and they all just huddled in the inside, like the middle of the house, and this stuff was flying around everywhere, and it was like a war zone.
We haven't even talked about the wind, really.
Mm.
The wind is what's the show. Where's my coffee? Oh, I left it. Hey, Mike, can you bring my coffee over here, buddy, when you get a chance? Sitting over there by Valdez. I gave him a golf umbrella. and it's a little janky.
That was one of the biggest golf umbrellas I've ever seen.
It's just a regular golf
umbrella. Gotta stay covered.
It's huge. It looks like you fit about five people underneath that thing.
Golf umbrellas are designed to be massive.
Yeah.
I
got two of them at Costco like 5 years ago.
I'm not going to have enough time to run out to grab one.
Yeah.
I have one. I don't know if it's technically a golf umbrella. But it's pretty big, but it's dwarfed by the one that you brought in.
Well, the problem is the one I brought in, two of the little arms, it's popped off.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
It's not salvageable?
I don't think it's salvageable.
It's no longer functional?
Unless, like, you gorilla glued it.
I had it where it was just one, but maybe I didn't pack it away good or something. I don't know. I don't use it very often.
My buddy set up a tee time for today, and I told him I'd play, but I'm just actually hoping it gets rained out.
What are they saying? I don't even know what it's going to be today.
Good. There's going to be showers all day.
All day today.
Yeah.
So that's not good for
all
my...
All from the hurricane.
Pickleball at the mall event that's going down today. It's probably not great.
What's the pickleball at the mall event?
It's a big pickleball event, including media teams facing off against each other.
Where are you guys doing it? Like...
Where?
You said the mall, but where
exactly?
Like
somewhere on the National Mall. I don't know exactly where the setup is.
Temporary courts up type thing?
I will know about it when I arrive. That's all. I just know when it starts and where it is.
If it's going to rain all day, I don't know how they could do it.
Do you have a teammate?
Mikey Botts.
Okay, so he's not a media member.
He is not, but I'm a media member, so he's along for the ride. That's our squad.
Got you.
So,
do you know who you're playing?
Have no idea.
Yeah, you have no details.
There's a listing of other media. I just kind of Tom glancing it.
Got you.
I could tell you.
So, you know, after the show, I'm driving up to Cornell. My bit is I've been wearing my Caps championship ring.
It's a good bit. Tom Wilson coming on the show later today.
Inspire the girls.
Willie.
Today I decided to put on the Nats ring. My God, this thing is a monstrosity.
It is big.
This thing is so big.
It is.
I mean, my God, this thing.
We're World Series champions, EB. We should have a big ring to commemorate it.
Yeah.
Has it inspired the girls?
I don't know. They do talk about winning the Ivy. I don't know.
Don't they probably talk about that anyway, independent of the ring?
In years past, we haven't really been thinking about winning the Ivy.
Do they get a ring if they win?
I think so.
Oh, very good.
Steven got a ring when they won the
SMAC.
It's not as expensive as that ring.
No, it won't be as nice as that one.
His is pretty friggin' nice. You'd be stunned.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was stunned at the expense.
Dipping into that Marist, what's it called, endowment?
I guess.
Dipping into the endowment.
I don't know how they pay for it.
Are you going to go double ring when it's a big game?
No. But
like one on each hand or have them side by side, like Tom Brady?
Are you going to wear that to bring you luck at the Cakes Classic next week? Maybe you can ship it?
I probably won't. I'll tell you, when I'm at certain places, I have to turn around like this. I don't want to make attention to it. Because a lot of times I forget, because I've been wearing it lately. I forget, like, the Caps ring. And it is, people do ask what that ring is. Like, you're at Firehouse Subs.
You say, I want a Stanley Cup.
Yeah, you just said, I'm part of the Stanley Cup team.
I won the Stanley Cup in 2018. Great run.
But yeah, it is an eye catcher, and you forget I forget I'm wearing it sometimes. So, anyway, it's fun.
I checked in on my rings recently.
Oh, you wanted to make sure you still had them?
Still had them.
Yeah.
I was actually asked to show them I did some Odyssey meeting. I was asked to do nationally a sales thing, and they wanted me to talk about it.
Yeah, cool.
So found them, displayed it for a second.
Right. I gave it to one guy, and he was very skeptical, and he was like trying to see
how he was.
Yeah, he was kind of skeptical.
He thought it was a Maypop ring.
He thought it was maybe something fake.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. Trying to see how heavy it was.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
It ain't fake.
So it is a Football Friday here on the Fan. We'll be talking a lot of football throughout the show, including some college football. Bill Roth is going to join us at 6:45 to talk some Hokies.
Mm-hmm.
They take on Miami tonight.
Correct.
You can listen to it on the Team 980. Coverage starts at 5:30.
What's the line on this one?
It's about 19.
Oh.
Really?
Could be a long night for the Hokes.
Miami has the Heisman Trophy favorite right now.
Yeah, this doesn't look good.
Ty Felton
plays for them.
Yeah, we are racing to that joke. That's a good joke, Valdez. I like it.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
No, he transferred.
Just because.
If they lose, that puts them at what?
They'll be 2-3.
2-3.
Yeah. It would be a big upset based on how both teams have played, but you never know. I just hope they keep it close. They got to come out of the gate much better than they have the last four games.
Bill Roth just told me that the hurricane has moved through, but a tree fell on the power line there outside their hotel. So they have no power.
Oh, wow.
And he has a cell phone, so he can still do the call?
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
He's a pro. So we'll talk a little college football, also a lot of NFL throughout the show on a Football Friday.
It's a big weekend.
Commanders, of course, are in Arizona to take on the Cardinals. But last night you had an NFC East battle, and the Cowboys end up winning that game, which was expected. Dak Prescott's now 13-0 against the Giants in his last 13 games. And I didn't realize Daniel Jones has a worse primetime record than Kirk Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
He's now 1-13 in primetime games.
Wow.
That's pretty brutal.
It's a combo of him playing poorly and the team being bad.
He actually played, I thought, well last night. He threw an interception on the last play. But the conventional wisdom was you can run on the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. Not last night.
No. Nope. Well, I tried to tell Mr. Cakes over here that, you know, the league is unpredictable. And yeah. Dallas, is their defense is going to play better. And they're not as bad as their numbers show them. And they played much better against the run.
They faced an inferior team, and they still could have a bad, leaky defense. It just didn't show against the Giants.
What does it tell you about the Commanders' defense?
They're pretty leaky when they're trying to cover neighbors.
Well,
and
no one can cover him.
He's uncoverable.
But what does it tell you, though, about the Commanders' run defense? Because Singletary ran right up the gut against Washington.
Yeah, it's not great. I would expect James Conner to have some big rushing lanes over the weekend when they take on Arizona.
Yeah. I mean, at some point, the Commanders are going to have to make some adjustments. I don't know what the hell they are. I mean, put 8, 9, 10, 11 guys. I mean, some point, they have to do something. At some point.
Problem is, you put all those guys in the box, and you leave your corners in one-on-one.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Like, if I'm Joe Witt, I might be willing to take that risk, because I'm like, well, my corners suck anyway. I might as well just put them on an island, at least put some pressure on Kyler Murray, or fill in the name of the quarterback you're facing that week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, you can't just let every part of your defense get eviscerated every week. You got to make some sort of adjustment.
Somebody highlighted that I can't imagine it would make a difference, but that Quinn was really looking at Efi Obada, who's on the PUP list,
okay,
and Jordan McGee, the linebacker, sure, that everybody's been hyping up, the rookie that's looked so good in camp. I mean, they're looking for anything.
He's just pining for anybody that's not on the current roster
to help.
Okay,
yeah,
we've seen Obada, nice player, but he's not a difference maker.
Well, plus he had a major injury. You have to wonder how he's going to come back from
they're
that.
Just, they're looking for just trying any
depth.
Difference.
They're just trying to add depth.
They're looking for any help.
Yeah.
Not, you know, go from 28th to 26th or whatever, you know, just get marginally better. Force one punt.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's a big game.
Massive game.
And you'll be back from Ithaca because it's
back.
A 4:05 kick.
Yeah, no problem. So I get up early. I'll be home by noon.
Bish the bookie collects $5 from cakes across the table.
Yeah, I'm putting that one for
him. He loses the Thursday night teaser.
I teased last night.
Oh, yeah, because you said way
I'll book
over.
Any tease that he wants.
Well, I took the total and went under. And if that stooge Daniel Jones could just throw one touchdown instead of settle for a bunch of field goals, he's pulling a Commanders in week two. He's doing that bit.
Yep.
Then
I mean,
my
you
bet
dropped
hits.
The total and went over.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
he did.
He always goes over.
I know.
Yeah, but it's JP. I went over with an enhanced number, with a better number,
yeah,
and it just.
Yeah. But you know
still
what?
Couldn't get there.
You know what?
It's a loser. So we're gonna let that $5 ride.
Right. Of course.
Anyway, Cowboys get a win. They get to 2-2 in the NFC East. Of course. The Commanders are 2-1 at this point. Giants drop to 1-3.
Mm-hmm.
As I mentioned, it is a Football Friday. We've got John Feinstein, Dave, but we will talk some Washington Capitals. Cakes mentioned Tom Wilson. He's going to join us the show at 8:40. Do you know when the NHL season, regular season, starts?
I know when it starts for the team that I care about. That's October 12th.
Yeah.
I believe the regular season in the NHL starts in 7 days.
Are they doing it's like
unreal.
An international bit?
7 days, Cakes.
That's soon. It's coming.
Yes.
Right around the corner.
So hockey,
I mean, they
got to
have one of the shortest
us.
Camps.
Oh, the camps are like that. Like,
yeah.
The Caps opened their camp on Thursday, and their first preseason game was that Sunday.
Yeah.
So, like, they were at MedStar, you know, doing camp.
I mean, baseball, spring training, you know, call it 6 weeks. I mean, they, you know, obviously pitchers and catchers get there before the rest of the team. NFL training camps start, you know, late July, and then the season starts in September. NBA training camps, I don't know, it's probably pretty similar to the NHL, but I got to think the NHL preseason camp. It's got to be the shortest of the four major sports.
It seems the fastest.
They get to it with the quickness.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to Tom Wilson at 8:40 and Scott Abraham from ABC7 on the Commanders Cardinals game. That's coming up at 9. Next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. A little later in the show, I'll give you a chance to win tickets to go see Metallica. But we're going to hook up our early listeners right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. We'll hook you up with two tickets to go see Thomas Rhett, Veteran Boots Tour. That's 2025, Friday, August 22nd, 2025 at Jiffy Lube Live. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, you can visit thefandc.com/events. Just be caller number 10 right now at 800-636-1067, and you will win the prize. Feel a little naked. I don't have my laptop because my son asked me last night. We're watching the Thursday night football game, and I did bad color commentary again. He was practicing, so he was supposed to do it last week, and then Stone Ridge had some sort of exclusive rights deal, he couldn't do Stone Bridge.
Was it Stone Bridge High School in Ashburn?
Yes, Stone Bridge. Yeah. Okay, sorry. Stone Bridge High School, which is where Mike Maher went. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He wasn't allowed to do the play-by-play. Like, they got...
So, honestly,
I didn't know that high school can freeze you out, but...
Did he actually drive out there and showed up?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, it was like the plan. So, he's doing it today. Quince Orchard plays Churchill, I think.
Okay.
And he's doing the game, and he needed it to upload Mixer or whatever to...
Well, I do have two laptops, so if you want to use...
Nah, it's fine.
My second one, you can if you want.
Yeah, secondary.
Right, Mr. Beckel? Mr. Beckel.
It's fine. All right, let's get into the Junkie Sports page.
No giveaways or anything?
I just did a giveaway.
Oh, okay. Well, wasn't listening.
Selective.
See all those callers, all eight lines?
I can't see the phones. My second laptop's blocking.
It obscures it.
Here you go. See all that?
Okay, yeah. All right. All right, so we talked about the Thursday night game. The Cowboys beat the Giants to move to 2-2. Giants fall to 1-3. Final score 20-15. That goes under the tote.
Yeah, I know. I'm well aware.
And Giants do cover. They were catching about 6.
Mm-hmm.
5 field goals for the Giants. Greg Joseph kicked 5 field goals. So New York was not good, certainly in the red zone offensively. Jones did not throw a touchdown. They couldn't run the ball. Devin Singletary, the leading rusher for the Giants, had 24 yards on 14 carries.
Well, neither team could run the ball. Rico Dowdle led Dallas with 11 carries, 46 yards. And in case people didn't know it already, it's over for Zeke. Like, Zeke is like a figurehead.
Yeah, I still can't believe
he does nothing.
They couldn't find somebody else on the planet better than Ezekiel Elliott to run the ball.
Jerry loves him some Zeke, so what do you make that's of, part of it.
What do you make of the Giants' decision, third quarter? So the halftime score, I believe, was 14-9.
Correct.
The Giants drove, and on third and goal, I think Daniel Jones had a completion to the 2 or 3 yard line.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe they settled for the field goal there.
Did that make it 14-12 or was Dallas
made it 14-12?
Well, I mean, you're within a field goal. I think a lot of teams would do that. Third quarter?
Yeah, you're within one score.
I feel like if you get that close and you're having trouble punching it in, which they had.
Yeah. It depends on the coach.
I think I'd go for it there.
Like Dan Campbell. If Dan Campbell's in that scenario, he's most likely
Dan
going
Quinn.
For it.
Dan Quinn might go for
Dan
it.
Dan Quinn might go for it after we saw what he did last week.
Yeah.
But Dable chose to take the points.
What would you do? 14-9, it's the first possession.
I probably take the points.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
See, I'd go for it because, all right, if you come up short, they're not going 98 yards on you, more than likely.
Most likely not, but I like getting my 3 points.
You like to play it safe.
It's a chip shot. That's an automatic 3 points.
If you had somebody other than Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
You know? Might factor in. Yeah, he doesn't trust the guy in the red zone.
If I'm your guy, Josh Allen, who scores from the inside the 5 all the time, I'm probably going for it.
If you have Jaden Daniels,
because at fourth and two, or where were they at, the 2 or 3?
Yeah.
You're going to throw the ball there because they couldn't run. You're not going to run from the 3 there on fourth down. So you probably don't feel comfortable doing that with Jones.
We saw what he did in the preseason in some of those situations, right?
So. Yeah. So,
I guess it was the 3. He had completed a pass to Wandale Robinson, 5-yarder to the 3, 8:42 left in the third quarter. It's a 14-9 game.
Oh, yeah.
They settle for the field goal to make it 4th and 12. Yeah,
I'm taking the points.
I'm pretty sure most coaches would probably kick there. Most. Not all, but most. All right, some fantasy numbers. Malik Nabers had 15 targets, 12 catches for 115, did not score, but he did have a huge game. He did have a concussion. Did you see? I didn't see the play. How bad was it?
I did not see him get concussed.
Did you see that, JP?
I didn't. I actually went to bed early for me, so I let that drive was the last one that I witnessed.
Okay.
Now, remember, he took a big shot in the opener, too, from Frankie Louvu when he was playing the Commanders.
Right.
So, I guess he's had some issues in the first few weeks.
Small guy.
Who, Nabers?
Yeah.
Is he small?
He's pretty small.
Malik Nabers is small?
Like 6 foot, 200.
Yeah. He's not big.
That's what he's listed.
What do you think? He was 6 foot?
He looks small. Wandale Robinson is small.
Yeah. I know, but Nabers
he's a medium.
But Nabers isn't like, 6'4". Sure, I mean, he's a smaller guy.
He's not Calvin Johnson. Yeah. He's not Megatron.
Wandale Robinson had 11 catches for 71 yards.
He's very elusive.
On 14 targets.
There were a couple third down plays where Jones flipped it out to Robinson, and if the Cowboys tackle him, they're punting.
Mm-hmm.
But he would find a way to evade the tacklers.
Yeah.
Very shifty.
On the flip side, Dallas, Dak Prescott, 22 for 27, 221 yards. Didn't throw for a bunch of yards, but did throw two touchdowns, one to CD, who had seven catches for 98 yards, and also to Dowdle, who had one catch, and it was a touchdown.
Our football talk on 106.7 The Fan, presented by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on iPhone 16 Pro.
Mm-hmm. So, as I mentioned, the Cowboys improved to 2-2. Kind of a must-win for them, even though it's only week 4. Giants fall to 1-2, or excuse me, 1-3. All right, college football. We're going to have Bill Roth on here in the next segment, but just kind of a rundown of some of the games this weekend. Starting tonight, Hokies are at Miami. Believe they flew out yesterday or maybe last night. I'm not sure how the storm affected their flight, but I assume they got there okay. Virginia Tech will play Miami in Miami. They are catching anywhere from 17.5 to 19. Virginia Tech has not been good in the first half of games, and Miami's going to be very explosive. Cam Ward has 14 touchdown passes, just two picks. So this is going to be an uphill battle for the Hokies unless they really come out strong out of the gates.
I mean, Miami's, here's what they've done on offense. 41 against Florida. Okay, these next two opponents, dicey competition. 56 against Florida A&M, 62 against Ball State,
all right,
50 against South Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Like
they haven't left the state of Florida yet.
Right.
So this will be their fifth game in the state of Florida.
Is the biggest game this weekend Alabama Georgia?
Oh,
well,
absolutely.
It's 2 versus 4. So yeah,
it's a big one. While you're laughing at Maniscalco jokes, I'll be watching that. You'd be checking your phone on the scores. Also tonight, Washington will play at Rutgers in a Big Ten matchup. This will be the first conference game for Rutgers. So Washington traveling all the way across the country to play a conference game.
If Sebastian Maniscalco decided to forego the gig at Capital One and did it in your backyard while Georgia Alabama is on, would you even go out and watch him do his jokes?
Well, I have a TV on my screened-in porch.
Okay.
So I would just sit on the screened-in porch with the TV volume down, listen to his jokes, but watch Georgia Alabama.
Okay.
That's good compromise. You know
what? That's solid.
I would do that.
That works.
Now, if you told me either or, you can either do either of.
I know the choice.
You know the choice.
Well, you know, last night I actually had trouble. I basically couldn't watch the game.
Right.
I have Amazon Prime. Who doesn't have Amazon Prime?
Mm-hmm.
I go on it and it goes, you have too many devices connected to it.
Yeah.
And so that we know of, only my son was watching. But then if you go into your account and you look at devices, I had like 14 devices all connected to Amazon Prime, like Echoes, and, Kindle Fire,
Alexa's,
phones, and my son's Xbox.
Yeah.
And I kept deleting and deleting and deleting. I was like, we don't need Amazon Prime on this stupid Echo thing. Right. Like, we don't need it. I never could get the game going.
You couldn't.
Never could get the game going.
That's devastating.
Too many devices connected and it never reset. Yeah. Show.
So you
total
just bagged
poop
it.
Show at the Bickles. Oh, it was the other poop show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm upstairs getting packing.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter comes back from a game. We had drove separately.
All of a sudden, I hear screaming in the kitchen.
Yeah.
They just come in. You know, they make a ruckus. They're screaming.
Mm-hmm.
There's a snake, a baby snake in the kitchen. Okay, like 6 inches.
All right.
It scurried under the dishwasher. And now it's in my house forever.
Right, so it's gonna grow to an adult snake inside.
I don't know where it is. My daughter says immediately, we got to sell the house. We got to move. Right. I mean, what are you going to do?
Watch it when you take your dumps.
You got to lure the snake out somehow. I don't know how you do that.
I don't know. My wife thinks that, like, underneath, it's now, like, in the walls and the floors.
Probably.
You know what I mean? Like,
it could be anywhere.
We put a coat hanger underneath there. Yeah. Put flashlights underneath there. It, like, slithered into the house.
Tell your daughter to be careful when she goes to sleep because slither all over her.
Well, believe me, she was panicked about that.
Next time you see the snake, it'll be 6 feet long.
I just had to tell my daughter. I said, "Don't worry, it'll just die in the walls." That's what I had to tell her.
It might be silly because if you have mice,
yeah, it'll eat the mice
and other kind of rodents or bugs.
Mean, honestly, I don't know what to do. It was a little 6-incher. I never got to see it. Because they scream. I was blaming them. I was like, "You guys screamed. You scared it."
Yeah.
You know, I would have chopped it into a billion pieces.
Right.
You mean you wouldn't have scooped it up carefully and brought it outside so it could continue to live?
No, I would not have. I would have chopped it into a billion pieces. But yeah, it's the pickles and a snake. And you know what? When there's one snake, there's others.
There could be.
When there's
many.
A baby snake, there's a mama snake. So now I don't know what to do.
Well, you just...
What do you do you about
just,
that?
Well, you just wait for it to show
nothing.
Up again. And
it's
try
not going
to
show up again.
I mean, you can call a pest company and they can lure it out, I'm sure, but...
How can they lure out a little tiny little...
Because that's what they do for a living. They know how to do it.
They don't know how to do it.
They don't.
I don't think so. Not a little baby snake.
What about snake traps?
Well, my wife said glue traps, but yeah, if it ever comes back out, it's probably just slithering all around.
No, leave something out.
You got a new pet.
Yeah, leave something out and put some poison on it.
Put some cheese. I know.
Yeah,
that's what we're gonna try to do.
Poison some cheddar. Just don't put it on
they
your
have
Ritz crackers.
Snake traps. They have like glue.
He would
snake
eat it.
Traps.
He would eat the poison cheese.
I can't
he loves
give
cheese
this,
so much.
That cheese is too valuable.
All right, can I get through the rest of the
right,
sports
sorry.
Page?
Just want to tell you the debacle that
you just
is my want to
talk about snakes and snakelets. First of all, I found this hilarious. So my buddy Greg, he's listening right now. What's up, Greg? Mm-hmm. He's probably driving on 66.
Shouts.
He thinks
Greg.
The Commanders are going to go to the Super Bowl.
He does. After the Bengal game, he texted me, "We're going to the Super Bowl." I don't think he really believes it, but who knows?
He's
a little delusional, but I don't know. But one of his best friends is Landon Collins, okay, former Commanders / Redskin, right?
His mom was really happy he chose to go to Alabama instead of LSU back in the day.
She was very
upset.
Is Landon still local?
Landon lives in Louisiana, I believe. Mm-hmm. But he comes back and forth. Mm-hmm. He might still have a house here. Anyway, so Greg has never been, I couldn't believe this. He's never been to a college football game.
Never in his life.
Where did he go to college?
Why? Well, like, what's preventing him from going?
I don't know where he went to college.
He must have went to some
or if he went to college. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, is he a donk?
No, he's a good dude. He's worked
successful
for a,
construction guy.
He works for Darvish Interiors. Yeah. He's very high up in this company. Oh, anyway, okay. So he... has never been to a college football game.
All right.
I couldn't believe it when he told me that.
Yeah. It floored you.
So the first game he's going to in his life?
Yeah. Georgia-Alabama.
Georgia,
how did he procure those tickets?
Because Landon Collins is his buddy.
Ah, that makes sense.
So good one to debut.
They're flying into Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
Staying there, and then they're going to travel to Tuscaloosa tomorrow night for the biggest game of the weekend.
Has the hurricane knocked out any of these college games?
I haven't heard if they've knocked any of them out. They postponed the Braves game. The Braves are supposed to play the Mets. Two of their games postponed.
Wild card implications.
They're tacking those on to after the weekend because the Braves have to play the Royals this weekend. So they're going to play the Royals for three. And then I'm guessing
if it matters,
they got to play a doubleheader on Monday against the Mets. So it's certainly affected some baseball games, but I'm not sure about the football games. Anyway, quickly, just kind of a rundown of some of the games. Ole Miss will play Kentucky. Ole Miss quarterback Jackson Dart having a great year. This will be the first conference game for Ole Miss. He's got 12 touchdowns. Their receiver, Trey Harris, having a bomb year, 630 yards in four games. Michigan will play Minnesota. The Terps will play at Indiana, 12 o'clock kick. Tomorrow, Big Ten Network, Indiana is undefeated at 4-0, coached by Kurt Cignetti. Used to coach James Madison for about 5 years now.
So are we significant dogs in this one?
Getting like six and a half or seven.
Yep. So that'll be an interesting game. And of course, the big one is Georgia, Alabama, and that is 7:30 tomorrow night, game day down there. And
roll down tide.
This is the first time Alabama has been an underdog at home since 2007. So it's been 17 years. They've always been favorites at home. So it'll be interesting. And that's a 7:30 kick. And
how's Milroe played this year?
Been pretty good, but, you know, they haven't really played anybody. So let's see. Let's see how he plays against
they
one of the best
Wisconsin.
Defenses.
They went in and just
Georgia.
Them.
Georgia's had a bunch of injuries on the defense, but they should get most of those guys back. Georgia and Alabama coming off byes, so had the week off prepping for this game. And real quick, baseball. All the divisions wrapped up. The Yankees won the East, beat the Orioles last night 10-1, and Aaron Judge hit number 58. So they've wrapped up the division. Of course, the Orioles are in. They're a playoff team. The other two wildcard teams are the Royals and the Tigers. They're not legitimate yet. They're not official, but they've got a three-game lead over the Minnesota Twins.
Judge had an incredible year, but I would give the edge. Now they're in different leagues, so they'll both win MVPs. I'd give the edge to Shohei having a better year with the 50-50.
Yeah.
And I saw a video yesterday. Shohei was in the bullpen throwing. I don't think he's going to throw in the playoffs, that's but he so might sick. Be ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there's no way. Those guys, there's like a control thing they have to go through where they get their control back and everything. I don't know. I don't know if he'd be ready. He might have the velocity.
He's such a stud.
He is such a stud. I mean, you have to take the stolen bases a little bit less seriously because the stolen base rate is so much higher now.
Sure, it's easier.
It's easier. But it's unbelievable. Yep. I mean, just the fact that he could pitch and hit at that level is ridiculous. He should be in the Hall of Fame right now.
And it's not like everybody's got 50.
No.
No, he's out of a bomb year.
Maybe three guys have 50 stolen bases.
He had three more hits last night. He's hitting .305 with, you know, 50-50 year. He's had an unbelievable season.
No, he's a freak.
800-636-1067 is the number. You ever want to chime in on the MGM National Harbor listener lines? You can text the fan on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. It's the same number. And you can always hit us up on X at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll connect with Bill Roth, voice of the Hokies. They take on Miami tonight. You can listen to that on the Team 980. Cover starts at 5:30. We're the Junkies.
Welcome back to the Junks. Coming up at 7, Kevin McCarthy will join us. We'll talk all things movies with him. But joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline is Bill Roth, voice of the Hokies, Virginia Tech at Miami tonight on the Team 980. Coverage starts at 5:30 in the p.m. Bill, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Good to talk with you guys. We're actually down in Miami. The Hurricane Helene went through, and no damage in Miami except one thing. A tree limb fell on the power line right outside where we are.
Wow.
So we have no power this morning. That's it. But
Are you in the same hotel as the team?
You know, I've got a place down here in Fort Lauderdale, just down the street from the team. So we're my townhouse down here in Florida, which is nice. It's almost like a home game for us in a way.
Right.
But, you know, the northern part of Florida got hit real hard last night, and it's going to come up, obviously, through Georgia and the Carolinas and that area here this morning. But it should be a good, fast track at Hard Rock tonight.
Are you expecting some decent Hokie representation? Because, I mean, you've seen these Miami crowds over the years. When Miami's really good, the Hurricanes faithful will turn out. When they're mediocre or bad, the stands are half empty. What are we going to see tonight at Hard Rock? What do you think? What's your best guess?
I don't know. Yeah, that's a great question. I'm looking forward to seeing it. Now, getting here could be a hard issue for some of these people.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's a Friday travel day. You know, if you got to work, there's a lot of tech folks down in South Florida, and especially over on the other side of the state, like Naples and Fort Myers. But they got hit pretty hard with this storm, too. So I don't know if they'll make the trip or not. When Miami wins, they've packed it over the years. I'll be curious to see how it is tonight. You know, Miami's undefeated. They're ranked 7th. They've got a Heisman candidate QB. They've scored 50 points in 3 games in a row. I mean, if you're a Miami fan, it's a pretty good team to see. One of their best in a long time. So we'll see what it's like over there tonight.
Well, Bill, this has been, you know, I'm not going to hold back here. It's been a very disappointing first month.
You love the first halves.
The first, they've got to be one of the worst teams in the country in offensive production in the first half. They've got 3 total touchdowns, 3 in 4 games in the first half. All right, it's inexcusable.
You know, it's been very disappointing. Yeah, very disappointing. You know, you don't have to pull any punches. I mean, I think Coach Pry would admit it as well. It's baffling. They've been a really good second half team. Tonight, this is not the team to fall behind against. But you're right. I mean, if you take a look at it, this isn't a outlier, right? It's not like it just happened against Rutgers. It happened twice this year. Mm-hmm. It happened against Purdue and Florida State and NC State and Louisville last year, where you outscore people in the second half, but the deficit is so great you don't win the game. The problem tonight, you know, just look at the line score. Miami has outscored its opponents this year 59-3 in the third quarter. So this is not the team to build a deficit and then try to rally against them. But more so than Miami tonight, I think you're right. It's like, why is Tech a slow starting team? They've been favored to win each of these first four games.
Correct.
And they're 2-2. So,
well, the play calling has been suspect, to say the least. The play calling has been really, and Drones has been, he's been bad. I mean, he's missing wide open guys down the field. He missed Felton twice down the field last weekend. At least one of them would have been a touchdown. That 4th and 10 Delane across the middle, threw it at his feet. I don't know if it's a confidence thing. He just has not been good this year.
Are you willing to go that far and say the play calling's been bad?
You know, I think it's interesting. I think, you know, they put a lot on Drones. A lot of these are RPOs, and I do think teams, if you look at the Pro Football Focus numbers and the stats, 80% of the defenders are playing zone against him. That wasn't the case last year. And I think they're making him go through his reads, and he's having a hard time with that. And I think that maybe they need to take some of the weight off his shoulders and just call the plays for him. One thing that Coach Prime mentioned was, you know, the Vanderbilt game in the season opener, they were down 17-3 at the half, and Tootin had 3 carries.
Yeah.
He's their best player offensively.
Yes. It's got to run through him, yeah.
Yeah. Last week against Rutgers, it was 14-0 Rutgers, and Tootin had 1 touch.
Yeah.
And so they got to get the ball to him early. And if he only had 15 carries against Rutgers last year, he was carrying the ball 25 times, and he had 3 touchdowns in 15 touches. They've got to get him the ball. So I think you're right. It's maybe not necessarily the play call. It's the play that Kyren actually runs.
Yeah.
So if the read is to throw it, maybe that's because that's what the defense wants you to do. Let's just give the ball and let the offensive line pound them a little bit. But, you know, I think you're right, and I think Tech fans would agree with you. They'd co-sign with your analysis.
Bill, another issue for Drones in the offense, the Canes, they get after the quarterbacks, lead the FBS in sacks per game with 4. Now, it hasn't been against the best of competition, but they've shown a propensity for getting after the quarterback.
Guys, I'm telling you, man, they're really good. You know, I think Miami may be what the ACC, what Florida State was last year. I mean, they have hit the jackpot, absolute jackpot in the transfer portal. I mean, this is not the same Miami team from a year ago, not only offensively.
No, they got a quarterback.
With Ward and Martinez.
Right.
But and they got a freshman tailback, guys. He had a 91-yard run last year. I mean, Miami's got so much talent. They have 6 receivers with 100 yards already. But if you look at their defensive front, it looks like the old Canes. You know, like the Schnellenberger, Dennis Erickson, Canes. I mean, they are and they're having fun. You know, which is terrible if you're the opponent. But they trash talk, they point, they're giggling out there, they're chest bumping between plays. It's the swag that Miami fans remember from the 80s and 90s, and they've not faced any adversity yet. That's right. The thing. I mean, they went up to Florida and the Swamp and just pounded the Gators. And, you know, they've had 4 blowout wins. I don't know that Miami this year has had to convert a key third down yet. And I don't know that Tech can get to them to that point.
That's a good point. That's
the question. I mean, if you could turn up the heat just a little bit on Ward, you know, make it a game in the third or fourth quarter.
Well, Bill, I know you don't. I know you don't feel great about this game. Neither do I. And I got to say, I was down there last weekend. Lane was alive. Okay, it was sellout. There were 65,000 people in that place.
How long did the fun last?
The place was rocking. And then we win the coin toss. We get the ball 3 and out. Okay, awful play calling on that on that 3rd down and 7. He threw like a 4-yard pass out of bounds. And then and then we fumble a punt, right? So Rutgers goes down and score. Then we fumble a punt. They go down and score again. It's 14-0. I mean, and I go, you know, I looked at my wife and said, we're leaving at halftime. And it was just one of the, and I said, it's the same thing that has happened to this team the last few weeks. It's been a uphill climb at halftime. And, you know, of course, they tie it. And then Drones throws a key pick late, game over.
You know, I think there's three keys tonight. And Tech has, over the years, played really well against Miami. But the last three games against the Canes, Miami has not turned the ball over. Mm-hmm. They kind of, their MO against Tech, now they've had some coaching changes, but Miami plays really conservative against Tech. You know, if you look at the games, Miami doesn't take a lot of risks traditionally against Tech, and they play conservative. They don't turn the ball over, and I guess that's smart, right? When you've got really good players, if you win the turnover battle, you usually win the game. I think the Hokies this year, when they win the turnover battle, they've won those two games. They had three last week. You talk about a frustrating day. Last week against Rutgers, the Hokies had three turnovers, went for it on fourth down twice and didn't make it, and had a safety.
Mm-hmm.
That's, in essence, six drive stops right there. Well, when you only have the ball 11 times and you turn it over, in essence, six of them, you're not going to win. Yet despite all that, that game was tied with 2 minutes to go. So I think if they can win the turnover battle, they got a shot tonight. I know that sounds crazy, but if they do, they got a shot. And secondly, they've got to eliminate explosive plays. Miami had 15 plays last week against South Florida of 10 yards or more. Mm. That's a lot in a single game.
Sure.
And that's what the Canes have done so far this season. So if they can eliminate the explosives and get some turnovers, you know, 5 years ago this week, guys, Tech was 2-2. They had just gotten blown out at home by Duke. 5 years ago this weekend, and they came to Miami and won. It was 28-0 Virginia Tech in the second quarter here at Hard Rock. So
he's giving you hope.
5 years ago,
totally different rosters.
He's giving you hope.
Totally different time, but
yeah, that's before Miami could pay their quarterback $2 million or whatever they're paying him.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, I know it's early. If the Heisman vote was today, I'm not so sure Cam Moore doesn't win it.
He's one of the favorites, no doubt. All right, well, we're going to let you go. Stay safe down there. And, you know, it'd be a shocker, but hopefully the Hokies pull one off tonight.
I'm all for it. Hey, we got this game tonight, and then we got Stanford next week. It's time for Tech to put it together. So hopefully it happens.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Bill. Buddy.
Thanks,
appreciate
Bill.
It.
Have a good weekend, guys.
I'm predicting LL on both those games.
It's Bill Roth, voice
negative Nelly
of the Hokies.
I just watched the team. I know how they play.
They play Miami tonight on the Team 980. Coverage starts at 5:30 p.m. Coming up next, we'll talk some movies. Kevin McCarthy from Fox 5 joins us.